Welcome to the Creepy Kingdom Podcast, a podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney parks and films. I am your host, Mr. James H. Carter II, and this is episode 5. Sorry, I like yelled at you guys. 5! Anyways, Happy New Year. It's our first show of 2014. We missed a few weeks there, about 2 weeks to be exact. I tried like heck, and I accomplished it, to make sure that we had our last show be out on Christmas Day, which was the one about Mickey's Christmas Carol. And it happened, and it really happened, and I made it happen, and, you know, dreams come true. But with the holidays and work and craziness, it just didn't really happen. But we're back. So sorry if you missed us. We're back. And by we, I mean me. No one's on the show today besides me. But I'm back. I am back for you to bring the Creepy Kingdom Podcast directly to you. And that's what I'm going to do. So it's a new year, and we're all ready to look towards the fun, good times coming in 2014. But before we do that, we are just going to take a little look back at the Disney films of 2013. All right, let's go through the list of Disney films released in the year of 2013. Let's just take a little look back. I'm going to go through this list and give my thoughts, and you can kind of think about your thoughts, and we can let our thoughts marinate as we take a look back at 2013. All right, they started off 2013, the first film released last year on March 8th was Oz the Great and Powerful.
Wondrous sights imaginable.
Kansas is full of good men. I don't want to be a good man. I want to be a great one.
You're gonna need this!
Say one thing, they released a trailer for this film maybe like 6 months before, and I was blown away by the trailer. It actually is still one of my favorite trailers. Leading up to it, a lot of people were hating on it, and they're like, oh, this is gonna flop, this is gonna be another John Carter. Which also, I want to interject, John Carter was a really good movie, so I don't know, people like, I don't even know why people are so, why fans of movies are so hung up on box office results. Like, why do you even care? I mean, the only thing that I care about that is so that the filmmakers that I like, if their movies make money, they get to make more. But it doesn't affect the quality or whatever. Who cares? Anyways, so, a lot of people were thought it was going to flop. It ended up not flopping at all. So that's good. But all that aside, I have to say, I love this movie. A lot of people hate on this movie right now, even after seeing it. I thought it was incredible. I thought the visuals were perfect. I love the story. I can't even talk. James Franco was great. I thought everyone in the movie was great. You know, maybe Zach Braff's character was okay. But I don't know. People hate on this movie, and I champion it. I love it. I love how creepy and evil it is. And again, I'm not going to get too into that because it's not up on the chopping block for the creepiest film. Obviously, if you're following along at home, we're still in the 40s. So, but after I saw it, I thought this is an instant creepy classic. I loved it, lived up to its potential for me. So, those are my thoughts on that. Next one on this list is from Disney Nature called Wings of Life, which I never even heard of until I went to look at the list of films released this year. It actually was not released in the United States. Theatrically, it was on home video at some point. But I don't know. I'm not throwing this in the mix. I don't even want to talk about it. So we're going to move on to the next release, which was on June 21st, 2013. Monsters University.
Welcome to the scare floor.
How do I become a scarer?
I'm officially a college student.
Mike Wazowski.
James B. Sullivan.
Like Bill Sullivan?
He's my dad.
I expect big things from you.
I just need to ace my classes, graduate with honors, and become the greatest scarer ever.
What? Were you kissing my hand?
And what about you with all your shedding?
I don't shed.
Really?
The star player has just arrived.
You're my hero!
Yeah! Slow down, Squirt.
This is a party for scare students.
I am a scare student.
I mean for scare students who actually, you know, have a chance.
Just wait, Hotshot. I'm going to scare circles around you this year. Behold, my brothers of Uzma Kappa.
I'm Art.
Thought you might like to keep a dream journal.
I'm a dance major. And I'm not.
Not exactly the scariest group in the world.
Smile!
Time out!
I thought I could show everybody that Mike Wazowski is something special.
Just reach deep down and let the scary out.
Boys! Oh, scary.
Up top.
The whole school is finally going to see what Mike Wazowski can do.
Time to go to work.
Scary feet, scary feet, scary feet. The kid's in the bathroom. Angry poodle. Jazz clown. My Aunt Phyllis. In the morning.
Quiet.
What's so scary about a little old librarian?
I said.
Move it, move it.
Hey!
I want a piece of that action.
Tentacles and serpent's wings, they...
Can't wait to start scaring with you, brothers.
We're gonna rip you to pieces.
Don't go in there.
Have fun, kids. I'll just be here listening to my tunes.
Yeah, the first Monsters, Inc. was fun and enjoyable. And so was this one. I liked it a little more than I thought because the trailers, the things that were in it that were supposed to be jokes or something, you know, didn't really entice me too much. I figured it'd probably be better than that, and it was. It was fun. It was enjoyable. The thing, I guess, that's sort of strange about it, as far as my personal taste, is the visual presentation of it is very colorful. I just feel we're talking about monsters. It should be a little darker, just a little bit. You know, that's just me nitpicking a little bit. But I did enjoy that film very much. And I think anyone that watched it did. And if he didn't, I don't know. I haven't heard anyone saying anything bad about Monsters University. So, yeah, solid film. All right, moving right along. On July 3rd, Disney released The Lone Ranger.
Show you something. From the time of Alexander the Great, no man could travel faster than the horse that carried him. Not anymore. Imagine time and space under the mastery of man. Power that makes emperors and kings look like fools. Whoever controls this controls the future.
There come a time, Kimosabe, when good man must wear mask.
Which I think is universally disliked. I guess it was a commercial failure. No, I mean, I know it was. That is true. I guess, whatever. Some people may have found it offensive. It was all right. I don't know. There were certain things I liked about it. It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. That's for sure. You know, I did see it theatrically, so what happened in the movie is definitely not fresh on my mind, but only thing that I really recall that I even liked about the movie, that I strongly liked about the movie, was Helena Bonham Carter, her character, which I've heard opinions that she didn't belong in the film or her story or character, blah, blah, blah. In my opinion, you could have taken everything else out and just had her in the movie. I thought she was a good character, and I'm also a huge fan of hers. What else was weird about it? I don't know. It doesn't really matter, because that seems to be the end of films like this, I guess, since it was a Jerry Bruckheimer film and he has split with Disney. Jerry Bruckheimer will be producing the next Pirates of the Caribbean film for Disney, titled Dead Men Tell No Tales, to be released in 2016. Man, what a crazy title. Where'd they come up with that? But other than that, I think that they've ended their partnership. Or they have. Why do I keep saying I think? I know that they have. This is a fact. It happened. Whatever. I have nothing really else to say about the Lone Ranger besides that, so let's move on to something I definitely have nothing to say about, which is on August 9th, 2013, Disney released Planes.
Welcome to the world's fastest sport, where only the best of the best compete.
For flying out loud.
For the first time, we have a crop duster in the race.
Well, he's gonna die.
Dusty, you're going up against the best racers in the world.
I'm afraid of heights.
That airplane needs some help. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
It ain't how fast you're flying.
It's how you fly fast. You can fly a whole lot higher than you think.
Ballistic!
He's ready.
Hey, look who made it. It's Rusty.
Dusty. Dusty Crophopper.
Farm boy.
Wow. You're a bulldog telly-hell.
Most people call me Ishani.
I'm El Chupacabra.
We will have many adventures. We will laugh. We will cry. We will dance.
probably not with each other.
Don't let anything distract you. She is like a sunrise after a lifetime of darkness.
Or like fresh fertilizer on a field of dying grass.
This is not your thing, my friend.
Danke for representing all us little planes.
But you're a car.
Serious identity issues.
You think you can beat me?
Wrestlinger!
Squish my cape at you!
You have been shamed.
Kennedy approach, over.
Go back to Jersey, you bum.
This is Dusty Crophopper. I'm caught in a storm! I'm going down!
It's a really compelling underdog story. Like Old Yeller.
That's not an underdog story.
There's a dog in it.
Go!
Yes!
Yeah!
What? Oh, man, that's nasty.
Mayday! Mayday! Big castle! Roll right!
I owe you my life.
Are you crying?
I don't cry. I'm British.
And I didn't see it. And I'm not too interested in seeing it. You know, I'm barely a Cars fan. I mean, I don't know if I'm a fan. I don't know. Actually, I liked the first Cars movie a lot more than I thought I would. I actually ended up getting kind of into the story. And I thought, you know, when whatever... that place is when it lights up. You know, I don't even know what it's called. So that shows how big a fan I am. I don't remember. The place that they created in real life in California Adventure. I thought it looked cool. I like neon lights. So I thought Cars 2 was kind of lost me. And I think a lot of people felt that way as well. So. Now, obviously, this isn't a Pixar film, so there's that. And then it was a loose interpretation of Cars. You know, I don't know. Some of the reviews I've heard of it is that, you know, that it's entertaining and that's fine. And I don't refuse to watch it. I'm just not seeking it out, I guess. You know, I guess eventually I'll probably watch it. I don't know. It's probably not creepy, though. I don't know. Moving on. On November 27th, 2013, Disney released Frozen.
Summer in the city of Arendelle. It couldn't be warmer. It couldn't be sunnier. But that's about to change. Forever.
Arendelle.
It's completely frozen.
Cold, 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 cold.
A real howler in July, yeah?
The land's covered in eternal snow.
Really?
If we don't do something soon, we'll all freeze to death.
You want to talk about a problem? I sell ice for a living.
Ooh, that's a rough business to be in right now. I mean, that is really... that's unfortunate.
My lady.
Whoa, whoa. This is awkward. Not you're awkward, but just because I'm awkward. You're gorgeous. Wait, what?
Hi, everyone. I'm Olaf. Hi.
You're creepy.
Well,
I don't want it. Whoa. No.
All right, we got off to a bad start.
I know how to stop this winter.
Yeah. Hang on.
I like fast.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Get your feet down. This is fresh lacquer. Seriously, were you raised in a barn?
Let's go bring back summer!
Man, am I out of shape.
Wolves.
Stop!
Whoa.
Whoa!
Are you okay?
I've got a thick skull.
I don't have a skull.
Oh, woo!
Head rush.
So cute. He's like a little baby unicorn.
Now we just have to survive this blizzard!
That's no blizzard!
Sorcery.
That's my sister!
That would have been nice to know.
Heads up! No.
It is not nice to throw snow, people!
Whoa, 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 feisty pants. Just let the snowman be.
I'm calm.
Great. Come on.
Olaf, you're melting.
Some people are worth melting for. You're just maybe not right this second.
Come on, buddy, faster.
No!
Olaf!
can't feel my legs! I can't feel my legs!
Those are my legs.
Oh, hey, do me a favor, grab my butt! Oh, that feels better.
And let's see, it was kind of weird because the months up to the release, you know, the trailers they were putting online, the clips, didn't really look like that interesting or that good. They put up that short, I think there was a squirrel or something, I don't know, it just, I don't know, I don't really get it. But I figured it was... They had similar marketing of Tangled before that came out, and I ended up really enjoying that film, so I figured it would be pretty good, at least. Or better than they're letting on. And this is a film I just saw very recently, within the past week or so. And so it is fresh on my mind, and I thought it was really good. I found it quite enjoyable. I didn't see it in 3D, so I, in case you don't know, I prefer to watch films in 3D, but my significant other does not, so, you know, I took one for the team, I guess, whatever team that is, and didn't see it in 3D. Whatever. It was good, and then Olaf the Snowman, the comic relief, he is kind of a clown, I guess. I thought he might be annoying beforehand, but after watching the film, he made me laugh several times. It was enjoyable. You know, there was a few things here and there I could have done without. You know, it's not, you know, like one of my favorites, but it's a solid film, and the songs were actually very, very, very catchy, and I had them stuck in my head afterwards. So, you know, I liked it, thought it was good. Obviously, a whole bunch of people like it, because as of right now, it's like number one at the box office 7 weeks. Not 7 weeks in a row, but on its seventh week being released, making a lot of money. Frozen is going to be part of our life. I don't know. I lost it. I don't even know what I was going to say there. Anyways, I think we should just move on. On December 13th, they released Saving Mr. Banks.
Winds in the east. Mist coming in, like something is brewing, about to begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are beginning our descent into Los Angeles.
Welcome, Mrs. P.L. Travers, to the City of Angels.
It smells like...
jasmine.
Chlorine. And sweat.
Introducing the creator of our beloved Mary.
Poppins. Never, ever just Mary. Now, where is Mr. Disney?
Well, Pamela Travers, you can't imagine how excited I am to finally meet you.
Would you mind? My name is Mrs. Travers, Mr. Disney.
Oh, Walt, now you gotta call me Walt. 20 years ago, I made a promise to my daughters that I would make your Mary Poppins fly off the pages of your books. I promised them, Pam.
I know what he's going to do to her. She'll be cavorting and twinkling.
You can't make the film unless you grant the rights.
Damn.
Ideas.
What kind of ideas?
Constables responsible. Now, how does that sound?
No. Responsible is not a word.
We made it up.
Well, unmake it up.
She won't approve Dick Van Dyke.
No.
The Lantis house doesn't look like that. No,
it's all wrong.
It's all wrong?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Stop! Mary Poppins is not for sale. I won't have her turned into one of your silly cartoons.
Says the woman who sent a flying nanny with a talking umbrella to save the children.
You think Mary Poppins has come to save the children? Oh, dear.
Mr. Travers, what am I missing here? I'm wondering what I have to do to make you happy. You know, you've never been to Disneyland, and that's the happiest place on Earth.
No, please.
Well, when does anybody get to go to Disneyland with Walt Disney himself?
There he is.
Where did she come from?
Mary Poppins and the Banksies. They're family to me.
Mary Poppins was a real person? So it's not the children she comes to save. It's their father. It's your father.
You don't know what she means to me.
I won't disappoint you. I swear, every time a person walks into a movie house, they will rejoice. Don't you want to finish the story?
The boys have come up with an idea. I think it's going to make you happy.
You didn't bring me all the way here to tell me that.
Oh, no. I had a wager. I couldn't get you on a ride. I just won $20.
Yeah! I have not seen yet. I want to see it. I plan on seeing it. It will happen. I unfortunately don't get to the theater as often as I personally would like to, because I would go every day. That's often. I would go. But when you make plans to see certain movies with certain people and schedules and blah, 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 just, you know, it gets kind of a little held up there. So, and I feel like we're about to hit the month mark with Saving Mr. Banks, so I better, I might just have to go see it by myself. That being said, you know, I think the movie looks good. I mean, even if it didn't look good, I guess, I don't know. I was very excited when the first time I saw the trailer to see, or not even, or just when I heard about the production, that they were shooting things in Disneyland. I'm very excited to see old Disneyland portrayed in the film, so that's probably the most exciting thing about it to me. Of what I've heard about it, that is a very minor aspect of the film, which is fine. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what I think of that one. So that was the year in film, according to Disney. Friends, I'm afraid it's about that time to get out of here, but before I do, I got some things to tell you. Why am I doing these dumb rhymes today? Anyways, I want to tell you what's coming up in our next episode. First of all, I will be announcing the winners of our VHS contest. The contest did officially end on January 8th. So I will be announcing the winners. That's fun, huh? Also, I'm going to be taking a look at the creepiest parts of Fantasia. Also, I will have a special guest joining me to review this film from the touringplans.com blog and the Pardon the Pixie Dust podcast. Mr. Derek Bergen will be joining me, and we will be talking all about how creepy Fantasia is. And it's pretty creepy, but how creepy is it? You're just going to have to tune in to the next episode to find out. If you would like to contact me, you could shoot me an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com. Visit our website for show notes, links to videos, as well as incredible fan art, creepy Disney fan art, creepy Disney cosplay pics. It's all right there. One-stop shopping. Links to all our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All you gotta do is go to creepykingdom.com. And you can let me know what you think of the show by leaving us a review in iTunes. And you can also get the show on the Stitcher Smart Radio application. Application. It's so dorky. They're called apps, okay? All right. Anyways, that's about it. That's all I got to say. So, until next time.
Keep it creepy.
I have to go now. It's midnight.
pleasant dreams.
Ha 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 ha